I'm concerned about what this is going to do to the scrutiny over our public safety. Okay, so this is, if I'm going to put the pros and cons, I'm going to show the biggest con I've got. We've got an amazing state with good jobs and nice places to take our kids because it's safe, because this state invests in safety. Now, that primary funding comes from, it doesn't come from the state of Florida, it doesn't come from the federal government, it comes from property taxes. That is how local law enforcement is funded. That's how our first responders are funded. When you call 911 and somebody shows up at your house a minute and a half later, you know, thank your property taxes. So that's a reality that now there'll be scrutiny placed on those budget silos.
You know, one of the comments that Jimmy Patronis just made to me about 20 minutes ago was that his concern with the property tax proposal from the state is, look, law enforcement's really good right now. I mean, you know, the situation in Florida is very, very good right now, especially with regards to law enforcement and safety. And if we lose that, we lose everything. And one of his concerns is how the proposed property tax amendment would affect public safety, scrutiny of those budgets, and the response times that we all just kind of take for granted. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So as context there, I wanted to give you a chance because you and I have talked about this, but we hadn't talked since the legislature actually passed the changed proposal where it is no longer going to cut the school side. So the state's all about protecting the school funding and not as much for protecting your funding, especially with Santa Rosa County having gone to the MSTU last year with the two mills for you. You know, what's going to happen if this passes for the sheriff's agency?
Yeah, I think we're going to take a really big hit, and I think we're going to have to let some deputies go, to be honest with you, and it will affect response times. You know, and I don't understand, you know, when the governor was speaking several times, I watched him speak on TV, and he was talking about carving out an exemption for law enforcement, but then the bill goes through and there's no exemption. So, yeah, my budget will take a pretty big hit, and it's gonna cost jobs, unfortunately. So, it is what it is.
I know it's early, okay, but have you guys had a chance to do any numbers? Like, I mean, I hate to hear you thinking about letting any deputies go because I know where we're at and we're growing. You know, we're not getting fewer people, we're getting more people. And just to, not to put too fine a point on it, but how many significant crime incidents have we had in Santa Rosa County in the last week since you and I talked?
Well, none. And there's a reason for that, though. You know,
right.
We have such a great response time, and you see deputies everywhere, and, you know, it prevents people from doing crimes. So
that's what I'm saying. We're enjoying the benefit. Like, you know, I don't know about tinkering.
So I don't understand it either. I mean, I understand property tax relief. I get that. And I think everybody should be able to own their home outright. But the problem you have with that is, you know, you pay for certain services. And one of those biggest services are law enforcement. And, you know, it's going to take a hit.
What I started to ask you, and I got my own self derailed. What size have you guys started spiffballing if you did have to deal with this? Have you even gotten that far in thinking about, you know, what kind of reductions of force you'd be required to make, or you think we might be required to make?
No, I have not. But what I do plan on doing is next week I plan on sitting down with our property appraiser and just hopefully run some numbers and just get a ballpark estimate because, you know, it's going to pass. I mean, it needs 60% of voters to pass it, but, you know, it'll pass. It's pretty much a guarantee. So we'll look at numbers and see where we're going to be at. And, you know, unfortunately, I think, you know, safety across the state is going to take a hit.
You know, it's going to be very interesting to see how cities and counties handle the information buildup towards the vote because – you know, they have an opportunity to really educate people. And, you know, if they are smart about it, they might even have the opportunity to offer some solutions like, you know, they might be able to say, hey, we're going to protect law enforcement from this and we're going to take the cuts from somewhere. I mean, there's all kinds of things that cities and counties could do in the run-up. And I'm going to be very eager to see how they handle it. You're the first law enforcement that I know of who has come out and so clearly stated that if this goes through, I can't see any other thing except to reduce force, to reduce deputies. And obviously, we don't want to see that happen. So I appreciate the candor on that subject. I would hope that at the county commission meeting, you know, at the commissioners would start to have conversations about, well, we can't do that, so what will we do? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because, you know, the fundamental purpose of government is the protection of the citizens. And that's first and foremost. And, you know, you can have all the parks and you know, beaches and great places to go. But if nobody feels safe going there, what's the point?
Yeah, and if we keep having more people come, we don't, you know, the need for law enforcement doesn't diminish when you have increased population unless, you know, the only people we're importing are all saints. And I mean, that's just not true. Sheriff, have you, I haven't seen things come out from other law enforcement or the State Sheriff's Association. I mean, I know it's new. I think there's also some reluctance to too much run headlong into the buzzsaw of Governor DeSantis's ill will. But have you seen anything from other sheriffs or the sheriff's agencies or police officers' agencies, anything like that?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I know they're going to definitely be putting stuff out here before the election comes up. And we'll just see what happens. But I don't see it not passing. I really don't. I've seen a lot of talk on, you know, everything from, you know, YouTube on, and everybody, they're loving it. So it is what it is. I mean, you know, like I said, I understand people wanting to outright own their homes. But even with this bill, they're not going to outright own their homes because they're still paying school taxes. And if they fail to pay those over extended time, the county can take your home. So, I mean, it does offer some relief, but it's not a total exemption.
Yeah, and I've had the same view. I mean, I've hated property taxes for my entire adult life. I don't think you can justify it. But I want a solution to the problem if we want these services, because you know that people who want to make the cut, and I still haven't decided what I'm going to do voting on this, but people who want to make the cut don't want to be told on the back end, well, you can't have this and this and this service. You know, they want all the services for the same for less money. I'm like, but the world doesn't really work that way. So it's going to be an interesting exercise in self-government. You know, to see.
It will.
Because the truth is, every time you vote for commissioners, you vote for the current millage.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones who keep doing it, and you keep voting for them. So to suddenly turn around and be like, no, we got to have a, you know, big cut. Well, then why were you voting for these people? Why don't you make this an issue in the election? I mean, maybe somebody runs on it, right?
Well, and you know, in Santa Rosa County, we haven't raised the millage rate in I don't know how long. As a matter of fact, the last thing we did was roll the millage back. So we haven't had a millage increase in I don't know how long. But yet it's still going to come down to where we're going to find the money because, you know, the governor said, well, the fiscally constrained counties, we have an excess in our budget. We will help fund those. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, right now I think we have 21 fiscally constrained counties. If this passes, you're going to have about 55 fiscally constrained counties.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the money's going to come from, but, you know, it's something's going to happen. I just don't know what it is yet.
And the promise of having a fund for those counties, that evaporated in the proposal, so that or in the negotiations, you know, that went away as well. Last thing I wanted to talk with you about just briefly, we said there was nothing. There was one incident, and it's not a particularly pleasant one to think about, but you did investigate a dead body that was found in a van on the Navarre Beach Causeway. What'd you guys find?
Yeah, it was a suicide. And you know, unfortunately, Andrew, it's getting commonplace. We respond to a lot of suicides, which is, you know, it's pretty awful. I always say it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And, you know, we have, as of late, we've had a lot of suicides. And it's just, you know, I wish people would reach out for help and, you know, talk to anybody, their peers or you know, family members or something. But a lot of people make rash decisions, and unfortunately, we have to deal with the aftermath.
Oh, it's so true. And, you know, I know your deputies do. Our deputies over here do as well. And it's a horrifying thing to think about. It's, you know, what it does to anybody who knows you, anybody who loves you. I had one of my best friends, you know, killed himself in high school. And it is one of the most evil choices you can make, because of what it does to everybody else. You know,
exactly.
We always talk about having compassion for the person who's suffering or depressed, and I do have tremendous compassion for those people.
Yeah.
I know it's crushing and overwhelming, but that particular choice inflicts so much evil for so long on everybody else that, you know, and I know, you know, suicidal people don't even probably think about that, but that's, you know, that's what it actually winds up doing around you. And like you said, the deputies and the EMS that have to respond to it, it's very unfortunate. Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for your candor on the property tax issue. I appreciate that. I know we're going to have a lot of conversations about this going forward, but thanks for keeping us safe with the resources you do have. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Take care, Andy.